the setup I'm using to be able to route 64 inputs and outputs from my DAW Cubase back to my DA converters, and then from my DA converters back to my mixing console so I can mix everything individually. It all starts with this piece of gear right here. This is the Apogee Thunderbridge, and this piece of gear enables Cubase to facilitate 64 I/O possibilities. So now that I've got all these routing possibilities in Cubase, I can assign my channels in Cubase however I'd like, back to the digital to analog converters. Out of the analog converters via analog cabling, I make my way back to this patch bay. This patch bay has all 64 outputs showing up via analog patch points, and I can individually take those outputs and bring them back to my mixing console on whatever channels I like. In this case, I do 1 through 64, you know, in sequence. At that point, I can mix in the DAW on the analog surface, and I can get real specific and do whatever I'd like. So in summary, that's how I'm able to take all those outputs digitally from Cubase and bring them up analog and get real specific in the mix process. Stay tuned for the analog to digital side of this coin. Have a great weekend.